Unity. ALDI Member of Parliament, Marianne Kitany, has urged all Kenyans to embrace unity and shun violent protests amid the current call for dialogue. Kitany appealed to Kenyans with alternative opinions of governance to share them, while ensuring Kenya is not exposed to violence and extremism as such scenarios were a threat to development. The MP was speaking in Mugingo Village, ALDI constituency, where she assured the residents that the local NGCDF, National Government Constituency Development Fund, would ensure they get connected to the power grid. She expressed optimism that the president will usher in a competent cabinet, which reflects the face of Kenya and one that would deliver his agenda. I believe the president will appoint learned and competent members who are fully aware of what they are required to do in their dockets, Kitany said. She applauded the initial peaceful demonstrations conducted by the General ZS and urged those who have hijacked the protests and were causing loss of lives and destroying properties to embrace peace. Further, the MP suggested that the National Dialogue Committee, NADCO, report should be adopted and implemented to answer some of the questions Kenyans had raised. Concerning the recovery of women bodies from Kware dump site within the pipeline area in Nairobi, Kitany challenged the National Police Service to competently carry out the duties to protect women who are always vulnerable. She stressed Kenyans should not be disappearing and later found dead and their bodies dumped under mysterious circumstances as the National Intelligence Service, NIS, and the National Police Service, NPS, were mandated to protect them. The legislator also encouraged leaders to avoid politicizing the killings and dumping of bodies in Kware dump site and allow security apparatus to investigate the killings now that they had the main suspect.